Good morning. Let's breathe in all that God has in store for us today. Lamentations 3:22-23 reminds us that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. As we take a breath together, let's be reminded of the faithfulness of God. Join me for a deep breath in, filling your lungs to maximum capacity. Hold and release that breath until there is no air left in your lungs. Let's do that two more times. Each breath, we breathe in the goodness of His faithfulness. As we breathe out, we set aside any doubt that we are capable of great things with Him as our guide. One more time. In. Hold. And release. Let's soak in 1 Corinthians 10:13 as we step into the challenges we face today. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you, except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." What a gift you have been given in this time. A gift to commune with God on such an intimate level. He will sustain you. In Isaiah 40, verse 29, we see that He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Open your palms and receive this strength that only God can provide. The nourishment that goes so deep, it sustains every single bit of who you are and your journey today. In those moments where weakness weighs heavily on you, let us rejoice over 2 Corinthians 12:9. "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" As we boast in this weakness, let us repent our sins to God. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let's take a minute to repent any sins that God brings to your mind right now. Just as we repent, we must seek to forgive. Let's look to Ephesians 4:31-32 as a guide. It tells us to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Now take this time to forgive those that you have held bitterness, anger, or malice towards. healing is coming. Let's pray Jeremiah 17:14 together. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one that I praise. Now focus your thoughts on your body, paying attention to the areas that bring discomfort. I want you to take a deep breath in, focus on that tension. As you release your breath, I want you to completely release any tension that you are holding. Let's do that again. In. And release. Believe with me that the miracles of the word are living, that they can happen to you. Jeremiah 30, verses 17 says, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord." Let's end our morning time together, proclaiming the purpose of this fast. Isaiah 58:6 says, "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke?" Lord, we offer this day to you. Sustain us as we go. Set reminders on our hearts to seek your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.